This is Dr. Olivero dictating for September the 25th of 2023. The first patient is Kid Shaw. The last name is S-H-A-W. Clinical case of a 80-year-old white male that has a history of renal carcinoma compromising the ureter and the bladder. The patient had the nephrectomy, ureterectomy, cystectomy, and placement of the ileal conduit. Apparently there was some degree of pathology in the right ureter related to the kidney stone prior to this surgery. In other words, there was manipulation in the UP junction in the right ureter prior to the ileal conduit, period. The patient has shown deterioration of the kidney function very slowly and gradually. We started with creatinine clearance in the mid-40s in March of 2023. Right now, the clearance is around 34 mLs per minute. The serum creatinine is up to 1.8. Apparently, the patient had a urinary tract infection. Unfortunately, we don't have a current proteinuria, but has been less than a gram in 24 hours, period. The patient is asymptomatic, except for the presence of a urinary tract infection, and he got in touch with the office of the urologist, with the local urologist office, and his suggestion over the phone was to have the patient go back to the Moffitt, M-O-F-F-I-T-T Cancer Center, period. The referral has not happened. I'm going to make the referral today to Dr. Wade Sexton, W-A-D-E-S-E-X-T, like Entango O-N, who was the one that did the original surgery 10 years ago. Period. And the reason for the referral is the deterioration of the kidney function in the presence of a increased hydronephrosis that has been documented with the CT scan. Copies of the CT scan and the laboratory workup are going to be sent to the Moffitt. Number two, CKD stage 3B. Number three, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under fair control. Following number, the patient has the history of skin cancer. Following number, hyperuricemia. We are going to give a follow-up appointment in 3 months with laboratory workup. And we gave my cell phone number for him to let me know in case that the referral to the Moffitt is delayed. The patient was explaining in detail about the condition. Paragraph we spent in the evaluation of the lab and imaging 10 minutes, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.